are you? I'm Mike Harding, and I'm in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, and the next hour and a bit is going to be songs and music all about cotton mills, cotton weaving, spinning, the people who worked in the mills, and there's one song about a jute mill, which is pretty much the same thing as cotton. And why? Well, I was born and brought up in Lancashire, and all around me were cotton mills, cotton mill chimneys, lodges, which is what they called the lakes that were built to feed the water into the mill boilers where I used to go fishing and swimming when I was a kid. The rivers that ran through our village were purple one minute, red the next, yellow the next, because of the dye stuffs they used to dump in from the mills, from the chemical factories. And all around me there were little old ladies with bandy legs, because of the very poor diet the working class had, and also because they'd spent a lot of their childhood working in the cotton mills. So evidence of King Cotton was all about me. My stepfather, for a while, worked in a cotton mill up the road on Rochdale Road, Manchester. Now, of course, the mills have pretty much gone, and some of that will be celebrated, if that's the right word, in song. In fact, I'm going to kick off with a song on that very subject about a mill which has closed down, meaning that there's no work for the people in the valley. This is Dolores Keane with a lovely version of the Cy Khan song, Aragorn Mill. Of course, it's set in America, and I'll explain a little bit about the links between Lancashire and America later on.
Foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall that says Aragorn Mill, and there's no smoke at all coming out of the stack since the mill has closed down, and it's not coming back. Die. I wonder what will become of my old man and I. There's no children at all in the narrow empty streets since the looms have shut down. It's so quiet I can't sleep. The sound of the loom still haunts my dreams, and the only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. The sound
spin, weave and spin.
Dolores Keen with Aragon Mill from her eponymous album. Sometimes it's spelt Aragon with an R, sometimes it's spelt as it is here, A-R-A-G-O-N. Great song written by Cy Carn, one of America's finest songwriters, in my humble opinion. A song now which most people heard first of all from Hedy West, particularly when she came over here in the late 60s and 70s and was so popular on the folk scene. The song is called Cotton Mill Girls, and a lot of people think that Hedy may have in fact written it herself. She came from the Appalachian Mountains and she learnt a lot of her songs in the mountain region, and the theory is that she heard her dad talking about having worked in cotton mills and she cobbled the song together from his memories. Well, whether it's written or whether it's traditional, it doesn't matter because it's a damn good song. Sung here beautifully by the group Lucky Bags.
Worked in the cotton mills all of my life. Ain't got nothing but a borrowed knife. And it's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere. In 1915, they heard it said, go to cotton country, get ahead. And it's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere. From Gilmer to Bardo's, along from the spinning room wall. Pickle my bones in alcohol. Hard times, cotton mill girls. And it's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere. Yes, it's hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times, cotton mill girls. Hard times everywhere.
From the album Food for Thought, that was the group Lucky Bags with Cotton Mill Girls. The cotton, of course, was picked in the cotton fields of the southern states of America, made its way across the Atlantic, through the Mersey, up the Manchester Ship Canal to Salford, and then it went to the mills in Lancashire, where it was woven into cloth. 25% of the gross domestic product of Britain was money made by Lancashire cotton. I'll repeat that. 25%, a quarter of the money made at one time in these islands was made by the cotton mills of Lancashire. I'm going to play you a tune in a moment called Cotton Picker's Rag. But before I do that, I just want to read you this short excerpt from a poem that I've been working on, which is going to go into a future book. The poem is called King Cotton. They cobbled the Savannah waterfront with sets from off the Salford streets, ballast for the comeback empty cotton boats. And so the cracked soles of black feet bare slapped upon best Pennine stone. Those same feet cakewalked on a Sunday to the plack of banjos and the whom of jugs, as across the waves the Salford slaves walked the docks to see the great ships looming over terraced rows. Thank you. good stuff. Cotton Picker's Rag from the album Rooster on a Limb. And the band was the Carolina Jug Stompers. Well, in Lancashire, the men who built the cotton mills had to find workers to fill them and work the machines. It was lucky for them that at the same time as they were looking for workers, the Irish potato famine had driven thousands of people across the water to England looking for food and work. And also, the politicians and the House of Lords at the time had passed a series of enclosure acts, taking the common land off the people, and meaning that they had to shift and move and find work in the factories. Ian Bell has written an absolutely cracking song about such a girl having to leave and go and find work in a factory. This is Factory Girl.
It's a long way from Lancashire to Paris on the Grand, from Liverpool to the flats at the edge of town. And it must have seemed like a million miles when you lost sight of land, steaming west towards the sun as it went down. Factory girl, I saw you when you first stepped off the train. I still watch for you when the noonday whistle blows. And I guess there must have been a time when I didn't know your name, but I was young and that was long ago. Everybody knew the cottage with the roses by the gate, where music came to meet you at the door. The northern voice that sang so sweet that you thought your heart would break, and feet that spun like silver on the floor. Factory girl, I saw you when you first stepped off the train. I still watch for you when the noonday whistle blows. And I guess there must have been a time when I didn't know your name, but I was young and that was long ago. Leading the lives that chose us, measuring our days by the clicking of the shuttles and the water through the race. The rose has twined around your fence, and I can see the lines around your eyes. Winter rains are falling, water's deep and fast. Watch your step, you might get swept away. Every year that passes by goes quicker than the last. No time for the things that you mean to say. Factory girl, I saw you when you first stepped off the train. I still watch for you when the noonday whistle blows. And I guess there must have been a time when I didn't know your name, but I was young and that was long ago. Factory girl, I saw you when you first stepped off the train. I still watch for you when the noonday whistle blows. And I guess there must have been a time when I didn't know your name, I was young and that was long ago.
Ian Bell with Factory Girl from his album Signor Farini and Other Adventures. Now, a doffer was a girl, usually, working in a spinning room, and her job was to take the full bobbins off the spinning frame and put the empty bobbins back on. She had to do it very quickly because the machine was running all the time, and she had to tie her ends up very quickly. In other words, tie the end of the cotton that was coming out of the machine onto the bobbin so it could spin round. And the woman in charge of the doffers was called a doffing mistress. This next song originated probably in the linen mills of Northern Ireland, but according to Bert Lloyd, it was found in the cotton mills of Lancashire and in the woolen mills of Yorkshire. This is Maddie Pryor from the album Ballads and Candles with a cracking version of The Doffing Mistress. Maddie Pryor there with a live version of The Doffing Mistress. That's from her album Ballads and Candles. Now, at the time that the major cotton factories were built in Victoria's day, there were still many, many weavers that worked at home. And spinners, of course. If you look around Lancashire in particular, you'll see round the Upper Mill and Saddleworth, Dobcross, Oldham area in the old villages, you'll see three-story houses with long mullioned windows on the third story, on the top floor. That was where the weavers would work, in the cottages. It was a cottage industry. When the mills came, cottage weavers and spinners were priced out of the game because obviously the factory stuff was produced much cheaper, and they were forced to go and work in the factories. This is a song called The Hand Weaver and the Factory Maid, about a lad who's been left behind by his lass as she's gone off to weave by steam, and he laments the fact that the woman he loves has gone across the moor to work in the mill and weave by steam.
Favour win, I'd sit beside her and I'd weave by steam. My father to me scornful said, how can you fancy a factory maid when you can have lasses fine and gay dressed like unto the Queen of May? As for your fine girls, I don't care. If I could but enjoy my dear, I'd sit beside her all the day. She and I keep our shuttles in play. I went to my love's bedroom door, where I have been many times before, but I could not speak nor yet get into the pleasant bed my love lay. To the factory in the early morning.
Vocals of Chris Wood there with the Hand Weaver and the Factory Maid. That's the Imagine Village from their album Empire and Love. Harp and a Monkey have got a great track on their album All Life Is Here called Payday, which starts off mostly about working in the cotton mills, and it's borrowed a little bit from one of my own songs, Waiting For Me Payday. But to be fair, I borrowed the tune from a song I heard Roy and Val Bailey sing way back when, Oats and Beans and Barley Grows. So the folk process lives on, and Harp and a Monkey, as far as I'm concerned, can do no wrong. Manchester band, deeply steeped, not only in the tradition, but in the streets from which they came. Payday.
I were at school, me Tandle Hill, me family all worked in the mill. Cotton folks in cotton towns waiting for a payday. The work is gone, the mill shut down, there's nothing much to keep you around. Really starts to get you down with no chance of a payday. Times are hard and times are poor, there must be more to life, I'm sure. Fighting wolves off from the door with no chance of a payday. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall. Cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole. Oh no, you never know how far you'll fall. Cause oh no, you never know how deep's the hole. So how are you supposed to stay afloat? Stacking shelves and selling dope. Really think I'll give up hope? There's no chance of a payday.
You never know how far you may fall. Harp and a Monkey, Payday, from their album All Life Is Here. Now, early on in the show, I mentioned the connection between Lancashire and the USA. Well, apart from the obvious connection whereby much of the cotton that we used in the mills of Lancashire and elsewhere came from the southern states of America, there was also the fact that many, many people from Lancashire went to work in the mills of New England and Rhode Island and Massachusetts. In fact, it was at Massachusetts, at a place called Granite Mills, Fall River, in 1874, where there was a terrible fire which killed 23 and injured another 33. Many of them were Lancashire cotton workers from Rochdale, Ashton, Bury, Burnley, that had gone over there, shipped themselves over there looking for work and found jobs in the cotton mills of North America. There's a wonderful song which I've played two or three times on the show before over the last 5 years, but it'll stand another listening or three. This is a brilliant version of the song Granite Mills from the band Cordelia's Dad.
She was standing at the window, and her eyes were bathed in tears. She was standing at the window as she called her mother's name. Oh, mother, mother, save me. And she fell back in the flames. Now it's my opinion, and it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved, that the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill. The next scene was a hard one as she passed before my eyes. She was leaping out a window down from the roof so high. With a crack she fell down on the ground. She was bruised and burned and killed. 300 people lost their lives in the flames of the burning mill. Now it's my opinion, and it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved, had the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill. One poor girl tried to escape by sliding down the rope. But when she got but halfway down, the burning strands they broke. I hope her soul has gone to rest in a place that's dearer still. Above, above in heaven, above, far away from the burning mill. Now it was my opinion, and it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved, had the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill. Now it was my opinion, and it's my opinion still. They might all have been saved, had the truth been told from the flames of the burning mill.
Granite Mills, Cordelia's dad, from the album Spine. And would you believe it, after that particular factory fire, that mill burning down, they installed sprinklers and fire escapes in the mills of North America. Does that remind you of something that's happened recently, tragically, to so many people in London? Shift and Spin is a song written by Ewan McGregor from Glasgow, who also wrote a song called Talking Army Blues that was a big hit for Josh McCrae way back in the early days. But his song Shift and Spin really catches the whole ethos of work in a machine age. From his album A Poor Man's Labour, this is Mick West with his version of Shift and Spin.
Page, never dreamt it'd be a wage slave. what can an amal? She had and spun warp and twine, mag and thread, curse and define.
West from his album A Poor Man's Labour with a beautiful version of Shift and Spin. Natalie Merchant's written a lot of great songs, including this next one, Owensboro, which tells the story of cotton workers in a town in the southern states of America. I love the opening lines. I lived in a town down south named Owensboro, and I worked in a mill with the rest of the trash, as we were often called. German Celtic band Cara have done a brilliant version of the song. Lead vocals from Kim Edgar.
Thank you.
wonderful version of Owensboro there, the Natalie Merchant song, and that comes from Cara's album Long Distance Love. We're back to the Lancashire cotton mills with a vengeance now. This next song, Along the Rossendale, marks the passing of the many mills that used to stretch out of Manchester going northwards, past Bury into Rossendale and beyond. It was written by Dave Webber and Annie Fentiman and sung here beautifully by Mark Dowding on his album The Well-Worn Path.
The cotton mills are closing down all over Lancashire, from Oldham to the Mersey, from Burnley to the Wyre. And all along the Rossendale you'll hear a weary cry, and the winds across the Pennines heave a low and deadly sigh. Save our sheds from unemployment, that's all that we demand. For we're clemming and we're starving with no money in our hand. Redeployment is the answer now from Whitehall's empty mouth. Come leave your friends and family, there's a job for you down south. And meanwhile, for the last time, the factory whistles blow, but the profit margin's falling and the capital's run low. And the stockbrokers of Altrincham must sell up all their shares. Don't give a damn for the working man, for no one really cares. As the sun sets over Pendle and the rain begins to fall, the government in Westminster ignores the weaver's call. And the glory that was England dies beneath the smoke-black hills, like the legend of Jerusalem with the dark satanic mills. Cotton mills have all closed down all over Lancashire.
Along the Rossendale, from Mark Dowding's album The Well-Worn Path. Even when the mills were going full belt, it wasn't all that great a life, although, as I said, the mills were turning out something like a quarter of the income of this country. The people who worked the mills weren't getting a lot of brass. 'Twas ever thus, and at the first sign of recession, it wasn't the mill owners who struggled, it was the weavers and the spinners. It was a bit like zero-hour contracts, really. The song The Four Loom Weaver is about a man who's fallen on hard times. He used to be able to work four looms at a time and keep them going, but now he's reduced to starvation. A brilliant version here of The Four Loom Weaver from one of the best a cappella bands ever, Swan Arcade.
I'm a four-loom weaver, as many a one knows. I've now to eat, and I've wore out me clothes. Me clogs are both broken, and stockings I've none. That scarce give me tuppence for all I've gotten on. Old Billy at Bent, he kept telling me long, we'd have have better times if I'd but had me tongue. Well, I've had me tongue till I near lost me breath, and I'm feeling me heart that I'll soon clam to death. I'm a flower loom weaver, as many a one knows. I've now to eat, and I've wore out me clothes. Old Billy's are eight, but he never were clemmed, and he never picked ore in his life. We held on for 6 weeks, though each day were the last. We tarried and shifted till now we're quite fast. We lived upon nettles while nettles were good, and Waterloo porridge were the best of us food. Ah, Margaret declares if she'd clothes to put on, she'd go up to London to see the great man. And if things didn't alter when there she had been, she'd swear she would fight with blood up to thin. I'm a fallen weaver, as many a one knows. I've now to eat, and I've wore out me clothes. Clogs we ain't on, and no looms to weave on, and I've woven me salt at far end.
So an arcade, as I said, one of the best a cappella groups on the planet. Wonderful version there of Four Loom Weaver, a song collected by Ewan McCall and Joan Littlewood of the Theatre Workshop when they went to Delft, and they collected it from a man called Beckett Whitehead. What a great name. And that is on the album Full Circle, by the way, I forgot to say that. Now, let's have something a bit lighter. The celebrated Working Men's Band was put together for an album called The Iron Muse on the Topic label. Bert Lloyd was the man behind it, the researcher, musicologist, folklorist and singer. And when I got hold of this album as a young fella, I was only about 18, 19, going around the folk clubs of the Northwest, I was amazed to discover there was a whole body of industrial folk songs. Cecil Sharp, Percy Grainger, people like that, they never went anywhere near the industrial cities because they believed that folk music could only live in a rural environment. Well, of course, they completely overlooked the fact that there were close on 1 million Irish had come here to work in the factories and the farms, and they'd brought their instruments, their music and their song with them, and as they got assimilated into the cities, together with the country dwellers who'd come from the north of England, from the moors of Lancashire, Yorkshire, from Wales, wherever, as they all assimilated in the cities, they produced a body of their own music and song. And Bert Lloyd was a man who mined that rich seam. On the album, he brought together a whole load of musicians and singers, including the guys in the celebrated Working Men's Band, who here are playing what is called the Weaver's March, but some of you will recognise it as the tune of the old song, The Work of the Weavers.
Thank you. And it's poverty, poverty knock. Miller, miss, say an old day. Poverty, poverty knock. Gappers, the skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty knock. All in the one eye on the clock. I know I can guckle when I hear me shuffle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
And up every morning at five, it's a wonder as we stay alive. Tired and yawning on this cow morning, back to that dreary out drive.
And it's poverty, poverty knock. Miller, miss, say hello, die. Poverty, poverty knock. Gappers, the skinny to buy. Poverty, poverty knock. Always a one eye on the clock. And now I can guttle when I hear me shuttle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
And oh dear, we're going to be late. And Gapper is standing at gate. We're out in our pocket, where wages is docket. We're set to buy grub on the slate.
And it's poverty, poverty knock. Miller, miss, say an old day. Poverty, poverty knock. Gappers, the skinny to buy. Poverty, poverty knock. All as one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear me shuttle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
And sometimes a shuttle flies out and gets some poor waver at lout. There she lies a-bleeding and nobody hating. No, we're going to carry her out.
And it's poverty, poverty knock. Miller, miss, say an old day. Poverty, poverty knock. Gaffers, the skinny to pay. Poverty, poverty knock. All as one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear me shuttle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
And Junior should come to me loom, but he'd rather sit on his bum. He's far too busy as a coward in our Lizzie, and I canna get him to come. Our Lizzie, she's so easy led, I think as he takes her to bed. She used to be skinny, now look at her pinny. It's just about time you were wed.
And it's poverty, poverty knock. Miller, miss, say an old day. Poverty, poverty knock. Gappers, the skinny to buy. Poverty, poverty knock. All as one eye on the clock. I know I can guttle when I hear me shuttle go. Poverty, poverty knock.
Group of Lancashire lads there, singing a Yorkshire song, Poverty Knock. That was The Wayfarers, and that comes from their eponymous album. Before that, you heard the celebrated Working Man's Band, not Men's Band, as I wrongly said. Celebrated Working Man's Band with the Weaver's March, and that's from the album The Iron Muse. Now, a piecer in a cotton mill or woolen mill was somebody, usually a child, who pieced together the threads in the spinning mill to keep the machines going. They very often used small children because they had nimble fingers. And when I say small, well, the inspectors who went round the cotton mills and factories found children as young as 4 working. But it was usually kids about 10, 11 years old who very often went part-time from school. Half-timers, they were called, in those good old days. of Victorian and Edwardian England. There's a lovely song on the Iron Muse called The Little Pisa, about a mother getting a child ready for work, sung here beautifully by Dave Brooks.
Buzzards blowing, Willy lad, lights are blazing down below. Come on, best get ready, lad, it's almost time to go. Nessie the out, Wilson shut his gate, Henry Cartwright's crossing fold. Come on, lad, best not be late, though morning's black and cold. Kettle's boiled and your cocoa's brewed, you'll find a bun on cellar head. Daylight's breaking, now it fell. Come on, lad, it's time for the mill. Buzzards blowing, Willy lad, lights are blazing down below. Come on, best get ready, lad, it's almost time to go.
Another song from the album The Iron Muse, Dave Brooks there with a little pisa. He discovered it as a poem in a book of Lancashire dialect poetry and set his own tune to it to make what I think is a really beautiful little cameo piece. Well, we've just got time for two or three more songs on the subject of cotton, and this comes from an album simply called Cotton, and it's Sam Baker, that great American singer-songwriter, with a very dark and very troubled song about life in the American cotton fields.
Oh, Daddy hold cotton like I do. Daddy picked cotton by hand. He used to come home hot and dirty. He told me I hated black land. He told me I hated black land. One day he just walked away. He walked down the road, he kicking up dust right in the middle of the day. He walked down the road, he kicking up dust, left me and mama that way. Somebody help me sing hallelujah. Somebody help me sing hey ho hard. Somebody help me sing that's enough cotton. Somebody help me sing praise the Lord. See mama clean house for white folks, and then our house was a mess. But we had food, we had shoes, had it better than most I guess. She had a sister back in 40 when she married a man named Teal. And then the high blood took her back in 53. Buried on the side of the hill with a coat on the side of the hill. You see, back then that's the deal. Somebody help me sing hallelujah. Somebody help me sing hey ho hard. Somebody help me sing that's enough cotton. Somebody help me sing praise the Lord. I got rolls of cotton in the morning, I got rolls of cotton till night. I walk these roads with a hole in my hand, I hope for the rest of my life. I walk these roads with a hole in my hand, hope for the rest of my life. I hope for the rest of my life. I hope for the rest of my life. Oh, Daddy hold a cotton like I do, and Daddy pick a cotton by hand. He used to come home hot and dirty. He told me how he hated black land. He used to come home hot and dirty. He told me how he hated black land.
American singer-songwriter Sam Baker there with the title track of his album Cotton. Now the next but last song I'm going to play you is called In the Shade of the Old Arris Mill. Tony Hill was a friend of mine way back in the days of my early folk club life. He was St. George and I was the Doctor in the Mummers play, the Middleton Paceegg play, which we used to do every Easter Monday in Middleton, Lancashire, and it still goes on 50-odd years later. Well, Tony Hill's mum had got songs and stories aplenty from the Lancashire cotton mills, and this is one I got from her. I've searched all over for the Arris Mill, the Harris Mill, and not found anything out at all, certainly from the Lancashire Mill Directory. But what I did discover is that there was a Harris Mill in Rhode Island, and lots of Lancashire workers went out there to work the Rhode Island mills, and some of them came home, perhaps bringing this song with them. Anyway, here's a group of fine Yorkshire lasses, Yan Tan Tether, with their version of In the Shade of the Old Arris Mill.
In the shade of the old Arris Mill, it's enough to make anyone ill. The reeling is rotten, and so is the cotton. We'll have to give Gaffer a pill. And when the old looker comes round, and he sees all the stoffers sat down, he says, "Hey, get thee up, and tie your ends up in the shade of the old Arris Mill. Our stockings are all full of holes, and our clogs, they are losing their soles. Our shawls are all torn and our petticoats worn. We'd be better off digging for coal. When you can't see your hands for the lint, and by Wednesday we're all bloody skinned. But we don't give a jot, we're a bloody fine lot. We're the girls from the old Arris Mill. Hey, I wish payday Friday would come, for it's then that we'll have some rare fun. 'Cause each Friday night we'll go out and get tight, troubles and sorrows all done, sorrows done. And then when we spent all us brass, and Monday morn comes round at last, then for me and our Jack, it's time to get back to the shade of the old Arris Mill. Yes, for me and our Jack, it's time to get back to the shade of the old Arris Mill. Boom, boom, boom.
Lovely stuff. Yan Tan Tether from their album Over the Heather with the old Arris Mill. The last song was written by James Oppenheim as a poem and set to music by Mimi Farina. In 1912, the Lawrence textile workers in the United States went on strike, and Rose Schneiderman, labour worker and fighter for women's rights, gave a speech in which she said, "We must have bread, but we must have roses too." The version I'm going to play you comes from the film Pride. And if you've seen the film, you'll remember the sequence in the Miners' Club where the young man has just made a speech and he sits on the stage, and out of nowhere comes this lone voice singing the opening bars of Bread and Roses. And one by one, almost like a flash mob, the women in the room stand until eventually they're all singing, and then the men join in with them too. It is an amazing piece of cinema, wonderful piece of theatre. You'll hear a bit of applause at the beginning of this. That's the young man just finishing his speech and sitting down on stage. And then you'll hear, it makes the hairs stand on the back of my neck thinking about it now, you'll hear the women just one by one singing this most beautiful of songs.
In the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill loafs grey, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people here are singing bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle too for men, for they are winning.
wonderful, wonderful song. Bronwyn Lewis with Bread and Roses from the film Pride. If you haven't seen it yet, do get your hands on a copy and watch it, because it is simply wonderful. Well, that brings our little look at King Cotton to a close. I do hope you've enjoyed it. It's not been a bundle of laughs, I know, but then again, the story of King Cotton ain't a bundle of laughs. Thanks for listening. Please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. And as I always say, word of mouth is the best advertising there is. Got to finish now, because there's a pint waiting for me down at the Golden Lion in Settle, and I'm very dry after having talked for 74 minutes, 49 seconds, 50 seconds and rising. Thanks for being part of this show. Do look after yourselves, because as the old lady said, it's a long road that has no turnips. Ta-da!